Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato, and we have a very special episode for everybody today.
Oh my gosh, I'm really excited to introduce this guy. This guy I've known for years. Man, do we know each other. Boy, are we close friends. Everybody, it's Luis J. Gomez.
Yay.
Yay.
Why do you say it like you're not happy?
I'm happy.
Sound happier.
Kim always, here's the thing, she's been here for a few days now, and Kim, you know, she'll stress me out after a few days. She'll fucking get, you know.
Don't say something so I'll say something.
Say, no, she won't. Look, that's what I'm saying. No. Right there. There's always a looming threat of being ruined. I'm always three wrong decisions away from having my life destroyed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's stressful. You can imagine.
He's like,
when
being
it's going,
dramatic.
When it's going well, it's going great. But when it's like, you have one misstep, you're like, shit, two more strikes, my life's over.
He's saying that he's on his toes with you. You're keeping him on his toes.
Yes. He should, because he's been disrespectful in the past. It's called just consideration. He's working on it. It feels like being on your toes.
But it's obviously hard for him.
Yeah, he's doing great. We've gotten along great this whole trip.
I know, don't you think? But I don't know. So, like, because I don't know it's being inconsiderate, so like sometimes I'll do something and I'm like, is that inconsiderate? And she's like, no, we're cool, what's up, daddy? We're all right, we're good today.
It really is crazy how he doesn't understand what is and what isn't.
Well,
she also has admitted that when she's about to get her period, when she's PMSing, she will.
Dude, I said this once as a joke, and the way this motherfucker has ran with it, yeah. I mean, yeah, he was so happy I said it as a joke one time, because he's mentioned it 40 times since. He goes, yeah, that must be why you get upset about the way I treat you have a whole cycle, 21 days.
Yeah, every 21 days or so, she does start howling at the moon and start trying to ruin my life.
No, I get it. It's literally a true thing, but we all get really pissed off when it's brought up. Like, the way that it enrages me while it's happening, for somebody to point out that that's why it's happening.
Is it like when I was a kid and I would, like, be cranky for whatever reason, and then all the adults would be like, oh, he's just tired.
Yeah.
And it would make me furious.
I'm
like, oh, you fucking cunt. I'll show you tired.
You're like, I'm actually mad, not tired. Yeah, so I'm going to show how awake I can be.
I'm going to ruin your life, Grandma.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Kim.
That's exactly what it is.
I understand that. So you don't want to be told that you're in your period. You want us to understand
the feelings and emotions behind it. Yeah.
You want us to empathize but never mention it.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm understanding.
Even if you empathize for a little while.
I feel like you guys both are getting very angry as how dare I even mention period in front of you guys.
If you were to empathize for a little while, I would bring it up. I'd be like, I'm probably just being a bitch. Because eventually, if I were to, just help me calm down is the point, you know?
That's a lot. That's a lot to ask of a human being, to ask them to make sure that they're in charge of your emotional state as well.
Not in charge.
Not in charge. Supportive.
Supportive, yeah. Mm.
Okay, well, you understand. Well, and then the point of all of this was that Kim thinks it's always about her. Like, I was just stressed out about other shit, like work things. I was just like, you know, being right. Me, I'm always stressed. So she's like, what's going on? What's going on with us? What's happening right now?
When?
In the car.
When did
in the
this
car,
happen?
When I was stressed out, it's like 2 days ago.
I didn't ask what was happening and what was going on with us.
Illiterate. I didn't. You know.
I quit literally. I swear to God. I said nothing. I was.
Did he say what's going on with us? Is one of the
no. Yeah, he just made up that entire quote, and he's talking over me because he knows he did. He made up that.
What's going on?
When I tell you that I.
Oh God! What? Can we move on? Can we change the subject? Did you have a show? Did you start? Byron, are we recording? Why is Byron producing a podcast here? Byron can't produce.
That's why we have the shot caller.
Byron can't produce his identification right now if you ask him to. He cannot produce a podcast.
This is why we have the shot caller.
Which one shocks him?
Well, it's on 20 right now.
So
Okay. The red one? Yeah. Did you see him move? Yeah.
If I hold it down, is it like, buzzer? Yeah. It'll keep it going?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, stop.
Wait a minute. Time out.
I know.
He does this.
Yeah. Like the SNL stance. We can ask him questions that are yes or no questions.
No. Byron, that hurts like hell.
No, guys. All right, wait. Now I'm starting
to turn it up too. I could tell he turned it up.
No, what are we talking about?
Stop, Lewis. Not too many. We have a long hour.
Dude, he likes it.
Yeah, he's fucking. He comes every time you press that red button.
Yeah, the drug addict Gas Digital employees sort of like, oh, it's kind of a drug, right?
No, you know what? I'm not letting you get away with this. In the car. In the car. I don't care. Get him. I don't care.
I have to know what happened in the car.
He was mad about something else. I was dead silent, and he turned to me and said, I can feel that you're stressed out and you feel like you might have done something. I'm not mad at you.
Which is nice to hear when the dude's angry around you.
I said, I'm not stressed out. Everything's fine. I know you're upset. And then we drove. And then that is the story Lewis got from that. I swear.
She was
wrong
with us. She was like, wait, do we have a future?
I didn't say it.
She did.
I don't know why you would just say that. I never.
I'm a little bit exhausted. I had a long day.
So you're hearing things?
So I'm making up stories. When I'm tired, I start telling fabrications.
You know, I really appreciate it because I called you. You were already back in Jersey and you drove all the way back to the studio to come do Broad Topics podcast, which is huge.
I'm a nice person.
And because you love me.
I do love you, yes.
Right.
He was scared to say he didn't.
Guys, she's a lot, folks.
Do you think that?
Yes.
This is such an intense episode already. Do you guys want to play the game that we've prepared?
Yes.
Kim and Lewis, fuck.
We get married. Bring in the priest.
We prepared this new bit.
Just give me your hand. Shut up. James is here suddenly. Your aunt. Your sister. What if I did a pop-up wedding? Would you just go for it?
She really is trying to do this thing.
Pop-up wedding.
She said to me, she's like, let's get married at Skankfest. How funny would that be? And I'm falling for her bit.
Okay, Alex.
I've never heard of a pop-up wedding.
Hold on, Alex. I'm going to need you to defend me. When I brought up, my psychic said I would marry a guy whose name started with R from Atlanta. What did Lewis say?
He said, my name's the Rattlesnake.
And we could get married in Atlantis. In Vegas.
And that's what, because I think that your psychic had it wrong. It was a little off. You remember like Nostradamus? Nostradamus, when he named Hitler, he didn't say Hitler, he said Hister. But it was close enough. People were like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. He named a fucking, you know, named it by name. So that's sort of what happened, I felt like. But that's probably not true. We're not getting married.
Are you fabricating more things?
Oh, okay.
I can't tell what's happening. He lies so much.
I don't know which parts are like a real history lesson.
He's a professional gaslighter. I'm lost. I'm like, am I stupid?
No, I am going to gaslight. I don't lie anymore because lying gives me anxiety, but I will gaslight because gaslight is just it's a fun thing to do.
But aren't they similar?
No.
Very exactly. I mean, he's doing it right now.
Hey, what are you, crazy?
He's doing it right now. Oh, that's nuts.
Wow.
Well, we have a game.
We do.
What was the original game called?
Newlyweds?
No, the dating game.
The dating game?
But we've done a new version called the mating game.
The mating game. What are we going to do? What is this?
We're going to see how much me and you know each other.
How much we know each other?
Uh-huh. Do you think you know me pretty well?
This is going to be fucking brutal. I'm nervous that she's going to start getting pissed off that I don't know enough things.
Oh, you better know me.
Oh, no.
Let's start the test, Alex.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I can't even think about this motherfucker.
We're going to do them and reveal them one at a time, right? Okay. So I'll ask
the
question.
Give me a new page. I don't want your swastika page.
I won't say which girlfriend, but one of my girlfriends, when we broke up, like in the middle of like our final breakup, she just kept on... like to prove that I don't listen to her, she goes,
he's a bad listener.
She goes, what's my middle name? And then I like acted like I didn't hear her because I had no idea. She's like, no, what's my middle name? So literally it ended with her just screaming, what's my middle name, over and over again. I mean, we're like, you're stupid. I'm not going to answer your dumb questions.
You don't even have a middle name. Your mother never named you. Okay.
Okay.
It's the mating game. We don't have, this is what you get at Gas Digital. You got to do
what
in your
the
own.
What is that?
I have to do my music? Own music. We have to do our own.
It's played on an accordion, obviously. She's doing a good job.
It's the, this way. Thank you. It's the dating.
Can you make it sound like a song instead of like an alien talking?
Do, do, do. It's a dating game. That is actually kind of good. The kisses.
Do, do, do. It's the dating game. Okay, I like it.
Okay, we're ready to start.
Okay.
But we're doing a different version. We're doing the mating game. Right. So it's actually...
Should we skip the really easy ones?
It's the mating game. It's like queefs and cum. Okay.
Stinks. This game stinks already.
Okay. Let's see how it goes.
All right. We'll do some easy questions first.
I can't tell when Lewis is forcing himself to do something. It's making me want to hit him.
No, I love it.
I hate, you know, I hate that he came in. He came out of his way from Jersey. He obviously loves me. The thing about Lewis is that he obviously loves me. It's like, obviously, everyone knows. Ask anyone here.
Byron, can I have another cup that's not... paper that's going, the alcohol is going to burn through, so eventually it just turns into slush.
Are
in
you
my
sending
hand.
Our producer out for drinks?
What does he need to do?
He's all it. We have.
Oh boy.
No, put the two shot.
Just leave it.
Do,
by.
Do, do. It's the mating game. Quack.
Quam. Okay.
All right. First two questions are super easy. First one, what is my full name? We could just answer these out loud.
Full name, middle name too?
Well, if you guys are okay with that. Yeah.
No, you don't know my middle name. You don't?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Kimberly Allison Congdon.
Wow. He's right, people. Ding, 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 James Gomez. Ding, ding.
It's so easy, though. Mine's easy.
Okay, it's fine.
Of course, but I would know that.
Allison's hard.
Okay, so should we start writing them? I think
should we do both back and forth each question? Do we have to answer about each other?
I hate this. I'm getting anxiety right now. I'm starting to blank on normal things that I should know right now. Like all
it's
of them.
Fun.
All of them.
Okay. What's the next one?
All right. When's my birthday? Which I would say includes year.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
Write it down.
September.
Write it down. Okay. We can just say it.
Yeah. These are like ones that you don't have to write down. The first
September 25th.
Mm-hmm.
1991. 90.
Yeah.
90. Yeah, yeah, 90. I had it.
April 1st, 82.
See, I'm so easy, though. It's April Fool's Day.
Well, 25th is pretty easy to remember, too. It's like an even day.
I know, but there's all of these other girlfriends that have different numbers.
You're trying to explain to them why you forgot and you remember me. It's because he loves me, guys, if you're watching.
Oh, God. They are.
Okay. Question three. What is my favorite food? So write your own answer down and then guess for each other. Like write your own favorite food down so you could prove if the other person's answer is correct.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
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 All right, turn it.
Same timer?
No, yeah. No. Don't turn it.
Oh.
You should be writing your own favorite food down.
That's mine.
Okay.
That's his.
Okay. Okay. Do you have both?
No, I just wrote down her favorite food.
What's yours? Okay. Write down yours.
I was going to say guess each other's. So
okay.
Guess.
I think Lewis's is a steak.
It is.
What's mine?
Black dick.
Okay. He was right. That's what I wrote down.
Also, Kim's favorite food, she didn't write a favorite food. She wrote down seafood. She wrote down like a category of food.
Well, because if you would have said sushi or crab legs or any of those things I like, I would have said, yeah, those are my favorite
sushi,
things.
Sushi, I don't even count as seafood.
It's food from the sea, dude.
You categorize Asian food as being so foreign that their seafood is just Japanese.
I don't even know what you just fucking said. You know, all right. I'm saying that sushi is its own.
All right,
category.
It's black dick. Next question.
Okay,
Lewis, be for real. I want to see if you know me. You can't joke your way out of this.
I'm gonna try. folks.
Next one.
Seafood wouldn't have made sense. That's not something I would know. That's also something that's ever evolving.
Well, I will tell you something about myself. I like a lot of food, so it's a hard question to answer. I love French food, seafood, Italian.
I was going to say I love French fries, French toast.
I love pancakes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to skip to the good ones here.
Okay.
Literally, I skipped question number three. That's like
definitive. What was question number three? I'm glad you skipped it.
Number three was, what am I insecure about?
Oh, man.
We can skip that one.
No, Kim, I know she knows what I'm insecure about it because she will articulate it to my face. Okay,
let's skip it. You want me to bring it up? No, I threaten it with you.
Say the things that I'm insecure about very specifically.
Okay, go, skip it.
I would never say those things to her. You want to know why? Because I would never, because certain things you can't unsay.
We should have.
You'll never
unhear. We should have never done this.
You'll never unhear certain things, and I would never cross certain lines.
Okay.
Listen, that's the only one he has on me, and he's been using it for 5 years.
All right.
It's awkward as hell.
What?
Please hurry and read faster. Alex, can you read faster if you can?
It's so intense. Okay.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What?
Black dick.
He's right.
What three things do I like most about you?
This is romantic.
Yeah, it's too much. This is Alex. This is aggressive.
Now we're missing your
things.
Asked for it.
I thought it was facts about each other.
What's my dad's name?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Write down my dad's name, and I'll write down your dad's name.
I know both your dad's names.
Let me see.
Well, you know, you could just say, you don't need to write it down. Well, the writing down component of the game, can I say this?
Okay.
If it's a definitive answer, like your dad's name.
Yeah, if it's definitive, that's why we didn't write down the
first
couple.
Yeah, the writing down is an opinion thing, but even that is also
like... Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like,
it doesn't matter because you can't change it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's definitive.
Jeff Congdon.
Yes. Hector Gomez.
Wow. What's my mom's name?
Is it like starts with an S, right? No?
Nope.
Kay?
No.
How do I not know your mom's name?
Wow, that's fucked up. Wow.
Mrs. Dead. What was your mom's name?
Go whatever the fuck you want. She ain't coming.
I feel like it starts with an L.
Denise.
That's where I heard the S, though.
Now you're right, kind of, actually.
Yeah, Denise.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Because I kept going, what's my mom's name?
Well, I'm blanking on your mom's name.
No way.
No, you know
there's
personally.
I'm actually going to send her the clip. It'll kill her.
That's so funny.
You know how poor my family is when my grandpa died? His funeral had no flowers, and the only flowers that were by his casket were the ones that Lewis sent.
Yeah.
That is so sad. Oh, my God. This podcast has been a lot for me so far, dude. I've gone through such a range of emotions.
But you've laughed so much.
From joy to fear. I don't think I've talked
you
in 15
what?
Minutes.
Shock him.
Shock him.
Please, just for something.
Is that wearing it?
Is it on? Oh, you got him.
Oh,
he's
no,
twitching.
He's twitching.
Please, stop. You're killing him.
I like how we've been leaving him on screen the whole time because I didn't trust him to put himself on and off
Give
screen.
Me the first letter.
No.
Of my mom's
name? No, she's alive. You can't get the...
No, I got this. I'm just a high, and I'm a part of my... I know it's my... Oh, my God, dude. Why am I fucking blanking?
What Spanish name would start with M?
Mary. Mary Benitez.
Wow.
Mary Benitez. It just took a minute. I've never called her Mary. I call her Mom. Ever once have I ever called her Mary.
He did call her Mom.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's another sad moment. We should have a sad song, sad music for all our sad moments.
For a dead relationship?
Yeah. Every time we talk about something sad. What other questions do you ask someone if they know you? It's like, we know.
Yeah, we know each other.
Your favorite food? What's your first pet?
What am I most afraid of?
What are you most afraid of?
No.
We don't know her.
What is Alex most afraid of? Bras, apparently. Surprise, Alex, put your fucking nips away.
They're constricting, dude.
You fucking...
Lewis hugged us both.
Why
are
my nipples so offensive to everybody?
Because they're out all the time, constantly.
They don't offend me.
They're little.
I wish my penis I could just like have the same sort of like little dick confidence that girls with little boobs have.
They're little.
Just wear it out.
It's just little. Look at
it's
it.
It's just little. I don't even have to wear boxers.
No one. These legs are there.
It sticks to my skin where the dick would be.
Yeah.
Is that
I'm not
really
saying that that's yours?
Is that really what I'm doing though?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think it's very different. When you hugged me and Alex earlier at the same time, did you get a chub?
No. But I would do a three-way with you guys if that's what you're asking.
No. That's not what we're asking.
I was wondering if that's what the question was.
No.
That wasn't the follow-up question? Okay.
No.
I'm just making sure.
Next question.
Would you guys be more willing to have a three-way with me or more willing to have a three-way with Harrington?
We're going to be split down the middle on that one, I know.
You're both going to say me. Yeah. Harrington's going to say himself.
That's fucked.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, obviously.
No,
Alex, this is all wildly inappropriate. You're still my employee, all right? Put your nips away. Calm the fuck down. I'm not banging you. I'm not having a threesome with you. Fine, you can have a threesome.
By the way, you'll bang me?
I had the strangest
did
dream.
Did you hear that? He'll bang me. What was the dream? He did text me at 6 a.m. I had the strangest dream about you.
That you were dating some dude, and you were describing to me about how you were trying to find a girl to have a threesome with for him. And in my dream... It bothered me. In my dream, I was like, all right, bitch, you really gotta like tell, like, I don't wanna hear this fucking story. She's like, no.
Yeah, only in his dream did it bother him.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't wake up in a cold sweat.
It was his worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was my dream last night.
That's wild.
I was swimming in the ocean in my dream last night.
You're always swimming
in the ocean.
An
ocean of dicks, apparently, you whore.
Ocean of dicks and pussies with my threesomes. That's crazy. Do you have a lot of dreams about me?
No, Kim. See, she's always got to take it too far.
Do you remember your dreams often?
Just the ones that hurt. Just the ones that really...
not often, no.
But this one stuck out.
I remember all of them. Every single one. Can you guys stop trying to make something?
I haven't done anything.
Can you do dream analysis? What does it mean if you dream that your ex-girlfriend is describing having a threesome with a new guy to you in your dreams?
And you're upset about it.
Tell me. Byron?
Get him. Oh, God.
Byron, do you know how to turn your mic on?
You put it up to 25. That's what, you know how high it goes?
How's it go?
99. No. Don't go up.
I would never go that high.
Yeah.
Don't go that high. I think you would...
Byron, I'm up to 35 now. Is there a noticeable difference at 35?
Aww. Yeah, a little bit.
Isn't it great?
It's the best.
It's well worth it, right?
Yeah.
We're going to invoice
How much
you.
Was that?
$65, but we'll leave it at the studio. It'll be the studio shock collar.
Studio shock collar does rule. We have a lie detector test, a shock collar. We got it all.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't have one already.
Have you guys done a lie detector on this show?
No.
Ooh, you guys should use a lie detector on this
Let's
show.
Let's do it right now. Byron, go get the lie detector.
No, it's okay.
Just go get it.
No, seriously.
What?
Huh?
I have a few things I need to ask you.
Oh, my God.
Byron, don't piss me off. I don't know why, but
just saying the word lie and detect in front of her while she's looking at me, it's really triggering her.
Watch the clip. I aced that test.
Off my
I think Bobby Hutch keeps the lie detector test on his person at all times. Isn't that crazy?
What'd you turn it up to?
I'm trying 50 to see what it's like. Byron, let's see what 50 is like.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Dude.
What was it like?
He lost his voice.
He's dead.
It feels like, kind of like if I were to put a hot light on my skin. If I were to describe the pain.
Wait, what does it feel
we
like?
Should make
a dream
sing
about
us-
an abusive ex or a cheating ex. If the abusive or cheating ex makes frequent appearances in your dream, it's a strong indication that you haven't been able to let go of distrust, anger, and resentment that they created.
See?
Remember, it's not about the ex anymore, but what remains within you since they were in your life. These dreams can serve as a warning.
Okay.
Well,
that you may bring all those negative feelings into current relationships, which
Byron,
is not fair to either.
Byron, I need you to pull up the Star Spangled Banner right now.
I was gonna say we gotta get him to sing a song.
He's gotta sing a Star Spangled Banner right now on the karaoke. This rules.
I gotta say, Byron's doing a great job.
Byron, you are doing a great job, buddy.
Okay, maybe, I'll sing it if you lower that.
If I lower, oh wow, 50's too much.
I mean, to sing during? Yeah.
50's too much. All right, I'll lower it.
All right. Tell us when you're ready to start singing.
Yeah, Byron, I want a good rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Let him get into it for a second.
Only when you're not in tune, I'm going to shock you.
As long as you're in tune, you're not going to be shocked. They should do this on TV, like American Idol Shock Caller.
I love it.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Let's see. No, I don't hear anything. Well, this is where we've...
Hey, Tiana. Do you know how to turn on the sound on
this? Oh, he's freaking out, dude.
Do you know how to turn the sound on this so that they can hear them?
It's okay. We'll shock them for this.
Yeah, this is crazy.
So they can hear.
Oh, well, he turned his mic off now and everything.
Oh, man. Who are these people? I can't believe you hired someone to suck their own dick.
All right, turn it down a little bit. That was a bit aggressive, first of all. Calm the fuck down.
Do you know the words, Byron?
If you fuck up the words your attitude...
I don't think Louis turned that down.
I didn't turn it... Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Let me turn it down.
Okay.
I get it. Is that the end of the song? Oh, no, sometimes they start off with a weird little remix.
They start with the end. Yeah, they come back. Yeah.
That's some Byron shit right there.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early.
Try to fucking hit the notes, Byron. I mean, I don't want to have to do this the whole time.
Proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
It makes them better.
Bright stripes and brights. Can you check me, Lord? God damn. Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. Through the night, and our flag was still there.
Shackle.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
There.
Or the land of the free.
Come.
And the home of the brave.
Are you really?
Wow.
Wow. I got to tell you, we'll turn it down, back down to where we were before, but you hit almost 80.
No.
Yeah. Byron, you handled that well. I put it on Lewis for 20 and he cried for an hour.
That was the worst thing I've ever felt in my entire
life. He was oh, really? Now I've got
to
call workman's comp.
I threatened to punch her.
He was calling OSHA on me. I was like, this is your place.
Wow. Yeah, we didn't try it. We just gave it directly to Byron.
I feel like you guys should try it. Put on 20 and try it.
Byron, hand us the collar. Would you try it?
You can do it. And let Byron do it to you guys.
Byron's not holding it. No, I'm not going to let a dude suckle his own dick to get here.
I'm a nice guy. What did I do?
Byron, fuck off.
I've only been nothing but nice and generous.
Don't want to try it.
You don't want to try it? Wow.
I'm down to start like at one and go up until when I can't handle.
I feel like I have a decent threshold for pain. It's not the pain that I'm worried about, but I have this anxiety that I'm going to have a stroke for no reason. I just have anxiety.
Turn it down to 20.
Something crazy is going to happen to me.
Well, now you're giving me anxiety over it.
They're not giving people strokes.
Can I see?
Or heart attacks with a shock collar for 20. Here's the thing I will say. It was shocking how...
I didn't think about that it might give Byron a stroke. It wasn't until the mirror was turned upon myself that I said, I feel like this might
give
not
it,
be
no.
good for
First
you,
of all,
to
I would
be honest.
Give it to me. I want to start from one and go up.
No, that's ridiculous. That's so stupid, Kim. Just put on 20 and just fucking shock yourself.
To.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Stop being a pussy. This is why dudes are funnier than chicks. This is it right here.
Can I do it in my hand?
This is why Rachel Wolfson rules. She went and had fucking... fucking scorpions bite her face so she could be cool and be one of the dudes. You guys can't even do a shock collar? Come on.
Now I don't believe anything you say. Okay.
Dude, what are you, 19? You can't just do 20?
Did you do it on the side?
Yeah, I did on the side.
Oh. No, because 15's kind of intense.
That's crazy.
You should try 15. Just put 15 on. I'll hit it once.
Just put it right on the side. Yeah, put right, it on the, right on the carotid artery.
One, two.
Okay.
That was 15.
I didn't feel it that much.
Put it on 20.
Yeah.
Make her feel it.
Okay. Wait, no, wait. Don't turn it
on. Do it on 20.
It wasn't connecting to me, right?
I think it was.
I think both dots have to be touching her. That's how it creates a circuit.
Alex.
Okay, I'm ready.
She's a thin neck.
I'm ready.
That was it.
That was too light of a...
That wasn't that bad.
No, that was 20.
Press it for more than just... You're not doing it.
Okay, that was pretty bad.
That's kind of bad, right?
Dude, that was crazy.
20 is a lot. I can't believe he did 85.
Yeah.
That's really
high.
Yeah,
that wasn't that bad for me, actually.
Well, Byron also, he's never going to be able to have children after this.
Yeah, it's like...
He's literally fried his testicles.
This many shots? That's like trying... This is like 1,000 Mountain Dews to your ball sack. You could really train a man in one of these.
Byron, can I have one of those sugar-free diet iced teas?
Do you think if we got back together... If we got back together and please. I put one of these on you,
on my dick?
No.
I could train you to be considerate and listen. Every time you weren't listening, I hit you with a quick 20.
I'm considerate and I listen.
Yeah, he was.
Let me hit him for lying.
On the way here.
Let me hit him for lying.
He did that considerate thing.
He's been very considerate. Yeah. We've gotten along for a little bit now.
Thanks, Byron.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun for everyone.
It's very fun. We're doing great.
That gave me anxiety.
This thing?
Getting shocked,
I can't believe that he was doing this. It's fun that we have this now. It's weird that it's called Free Spirit is the name of it, but what else can we put this on? Babies?
No. I wouldn't.
Instead of spanking your kids, you could just slightly shock them every day.
No, that's pretty bright. My son would he'd be really...
Upset by this?
He'd be really upset by this.
I'm really upset by this.
If I put that on him and every time he just annoyed me, I just shocked him, it'd be hilarious. Bianca, it would work for. My niece, it would actually make a difference.
This.
She actually legitimately needs it. It would make a big difference.
It's for people that act like free spirits. It's in the label.
It's very true.
She is a little free spirit, that one.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors from the makers of Yo Kratom. You guys know him. You love him. It's Yo Delta. Are you looking to get high? And I'm talking so fucking high that you forget your fucking name. Well, it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes. Now, disclaimer, are these strong enough that you're necessarily going to forget your name? Maybe, maybe not. I guess it depends on who you are, what your tolerance is like. You know yourself. You should try to be responsible with Delta 8 products if you're the type of person who's not really into weed, but fuck them up. Do it. It's great. These things are awesome. I like to take them before bed. They work really well. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, then it's time to go to YoDelta.com and stock up on some Delta 8. Delta 8 is something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that these products work, and like I said, depending on your tolerance, take them responsibly. So one last time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, promo code GAS, YoDelta.com, 25% off. All right, let's get back to the show.
Dude, we had a weird moment because we did the 4th of July barbecue. And remember the ice cream man?
That was creepy.
Were you there for the ice cream man experience?
Did you get ice cream
for
this?
No, I left early. I had to leave after Mafia.
We went to go get ice cream. The kids wanted ice cream. And the ice cream man...
We all wanted ice cream.
Well, Lewis wanted ice cream.
All the kids wanted ice cream.
The kids didn't really want ice cream. We had to beg them to go.
I wanted ice cream. And then, the funniest, the first funny thing that happened was Gay Blind Mike tried to order...
Oh, you're going to love this.
This is the best. It was
rum raisin.
No, it wasn't the rum raisin. It was the one that I got. It was the...
crazy cherry... vodka or something.
It was
like
Drunken Cherry.
Okay.
It was called Cherry. And it was cherry, like chunks of like cherry and vanilla ice cream made with Maker's Mark.
Okay. It's like what happened in Jamaica.
Jamaica, first of all, we went and got ice cream. The rum raisin was fucking wild.
I took one taste of it because Lewis had ordered one for Mike. Mike went off with Brian to get cigarettes or something. And I took one taste and I was like, hey, I think you're going to need to get like chocolate for Mike because he can't have this one. And Lewis was like, don't be a pussy. It's just rum raisin. And then he took a bite and he was like, oh no, no sober person.
Halfway through, I was just walking. I got drunk off of the ice cream. It was crazy. It was so good.
Maybe that's why they were worried because.
Well, this was nowhere near as strong, but either way. It was Drunken Cherry. You could barely taste the
right.
the you could taste a little bit of Maker's flavor, right? You could, if you know what Maker's is, you know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But Gabe and Mike went to go order one, and he was like, "Hey, buddy, he goes, is he your father?"
Points to Lewis, to me,
and I was like, "No." He was like, "Yeah, I can't serve him this then."
And they wouldn't
serve him the Drunken Cherry
until he proved he had to show his ID to get the Drunken Cherry.
And it took him fucking
to rifle through his wallet for 20 minutes.
His fucking face against his wallet looking for it. He's like, yeah, he got ID'd at the ice cream spot.
Wild.
Wild. They asked if Lewis was his daddy. Yeah. So
they
then
said,
the ice cream
they
man.
They said daddy?
Yeah, because the ice cream man was creepy.
The ice cream man needs to never say daddy.
The ice cream man diddles children 100%.
Yeah, you think he was like preying on Gabe by Mike?
Lewis, do you think he was weird?
He's very weird.
He made the kids say
thank you.
Ice cream
was so good that I still will go there, thinking that he diddles children.
I could tell the ice cream was good because Lewis didn't yell at him. I was like, oh, Lewis wants to come back to this ice cream
shop. No, that's not true. What I didn't want to do, it was a weird position. All right, so James goes to get his ice cream, gets like a cup of ice cream. And the guy has it, he's going to give it to James. And he goes, what do you say?
No, he gives it to James.
And then he goes, what do you say? And James is sort of just like, he's excited. He's got ice cream in his hand. He's like, you know, and it's like, all right, relax. The guy's like, hey, what do you say? What do you say?
It was also like, it wasn't a normal situation where like a couple people came in and then he ordered ice cream and it was quiet. It was chaotic.
I had eight people.
It was chaotic.
And I was ordering everything for everybody and everyone was just going down the line.
It looked like, you know, when you did the stock market in the 90s when just people had
papers and ringing bells and shit.
Opening bells, stock market, Monday morning.
Yeah.
But I was very organized. I was ordering for everybody going down the line. I said a weird thing with this like 9-year-old kid where he's like, what do you say? What do you say?
And James didn't hear him. And he literally wouldn't continue on. Yeah. So many people waiting until he got James's attention, who I'd already mostly walked away at this point.
Yeah. And then at a point I was like, James, I was like, say thank you. And he goes, oh, thank you. My kid's not a rude kid at all.
Like, he's so
sweet. Sweetest, most polite kids. It was just a moment where he like just wasn't paying attention. There was just too much going on. And he finally had this ice cream, which he was excited about. I'm fucking thanking you, buddy. Relax. Here's the reason why I didn't say anything, right? It's because at this point, my son is now having a memory of his dad arguing that he shouldn't have to say thank you. It's a bizarre argument. Like, it's not a righteous argument to have. So especially to make it like a big moment where it's like going to last in James's mind. It wasn't like
justified. Well, then he did it again.
They did it to Bianca.
Then he did it to Bianca. And when I told Lewis's sister, she was like, yeah, well, our kids suck. Neither of them said thank you. It's fucking crazy. Jenny had a completely different reaction than Lewis. She was fucking stink. That's embarrassing. But I was like, no, that ice cream man kind of stinks. It's
he
like,
was
who
weird.
Needs...
The way
he didn't ask any
weird.
Of us for a thank you.
No.
James is actually very sweet. I saw him defend Gay Blind Mike a lot at the barbecue on
that
Sunday.
That was very sweet. I told him that we called him Blind Mike. And he goes, why do you call him Blind Mike? And
going,
I said, he's
guys,
blind. And
you
he's
guys
like,
are bullies.
He's like, that's not nice that you guys are calling him Blind Mike. Yeah. You should just call him Mike.
No.
Yeah. And the whole day, I watched James make an effort to just be his friend. Like, aww. And he kept saying, hey, Mike, come over here. I'll throw the ball with you. Or he saw
me. Throw the ball at your head.
Where like Mike was boxing with the thing, you know, missing it. He was just hitting the air. And I remember James going like, I'm going to go box with Mike. Like he was really like, Mike, you could sit next to me.
He said to us quietly, he was like, he's not doing it right. I'm going to go show him.
Oh, he's a sweet kid.
He's a sweet kid.
By the way, I had that in me when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Like whatever it was, if there was a person with a disability or something like that, that would have like, I would have went out of my way to like.
And look at you now, shot calling your intern.
I'm hoping to give him a disability with this.
I think you did. I can't believe it. First of all, he scares me the way he reacted on 85. How we were on 20, that was like
Yeah, I'm still like woozy from it, honestly.
It was a lot. And I thought you were overreacting because of the way he underreacted.
No. I didn't overreact. I felt fucking, that shock was brutal.
Where do you get these people? He said he has a big dick.
I'm also just not ticklish, so they might.
Why are you trying to hit on my ex-girlfriend, bro? Why are you telling her you got a big dick?
I was telling her that how I kept my girlfriend right now.
Nice.
I said, because nice, he showed me his girlfriend. I said, she's hot. What's wrong with her? And his answer was, I have a big dick. Oh. We were like, that is what's wrong with her. She likes big dicks. She can't help it sometimes. Sometimes you're dickmatized. I get it.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's so happy. He's like a hot chick. How long? I think that's racist.
No, he actually looks like a monkey. I don't even want to say it. It's not like, I'm not saying black people look like monkeys. I'm saying
he's
Byron
one specific person
looks like a monkey. This is a fact. What do you want me to say here? Name an animal that he looks like. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Oh, I can't. I'm not allowed to because I really want to get work. Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Who's this fucking Spanish chick with the big butt you hired?
Yeah, this fucking in the background. Kim Congdon, too.
The fuck is going on
Better
over
Kim?
Here? Is that what you call her? Better Kim? It's therapy for Kim. Better Kim. 20-day free trial.
That's,
talk to someone now.
That's Dave Temple's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, you met her at Skankfest.
Yeah, she's cool. She's very nice. Why'd you laugh like I didn't think she was nice?
No, I do. I'm laughing because you were attacking her before remembering who she was.
I wasn't attacking her. I thought just Lewis had some whore around. Give me this. Let me get a sipple of your whiskey. Do you think we're going to have a fun
this
in Austin?
Is what, can we, Kim, every 3 months, I'm going to tell them this, and you can delete it if you don't want people to know this.
No. His mic's off.
Hello.
What?
No.
Put this on, and if I don't like it, I'll stop you.
So just...
No, enough. Enough.
That's wild.
Cut it. We're going to have to cut it. He knew I was going to... I'm going to make you
don't
cut
stop
that.
Stop recording.
Now I got to talk
don't
about you.
Don't stop recording, Byron. Just we'll edit it out
the very
in
end.
The episode.
It's all right. I won't, but it's...
Okay, you want to talk about what Lewis does?
Tell
no,
me.
I want to have
what
stuff that
do?
We could keep in the podcast.
What do I do that's crazy? I do nothing that's crazy
anymore.
Yeah,
you do.
I'm an old, sad man. I'm like, please don't hurt me, Kim. Please.
He's not.
I just want to survive
Lewis
another decade.
Lewis has this bit that he's old now. He's like too old to do anything. That's it. Listen, this is what he was playing up when he got here. You saw when he got here. He's like, oh, I've just been driving. Like, he was like, I had to drive all the way here from Jersey. Like, he wasn't fucking ecstatic to come.
It is Rich Voss energy.
Yeah,
kind
he's giving like, Rich Voss. And it's
I don't
like,
have it in me to like yell or scream.
You
or
yelled at
anymore.
Someone yesterday. You yelled at someone yesterday. I'm not going to bring it up because that's not me. But you're bringing up my shit. And you yelled at someone about bringing up your shit.
I've never seen you not have it in you to yell.
Yeah, you literally yell at everyone. People are in shock.
I'm almost worried about you if that's the case.
He's too tired to yell today. He's just coming down with a cold.
This is me being calm in life now. This is as calm as I get.
Yeah.
I can just tell that Lewis, like, you know, let me tell you. I can tell when Lewis is, like, trying to impress a girl. He tries to act calm for a few days. He, like, puts on this face where he's like, I'm just an old man. I'm going to retire soon with my new car. And it's just like, I don't want, I've had enough. Let me have it. Kill yourself. Every time I ask you a question, you avoid it. Lewis, did you ever love me?
Get this off me before she gets a remote.
All right. Well, I think that was a fun podcast. I know you have to get out of here soon. I don't want to keep your aunt.
Yeah.
Your old aunt.
She's 85.
She's fucking, James is giving her CPR right now.
She's an old lady.
That was dark. I'm sorry.
She's doing good.
She is
she
doing
seems
good.
Like,
she's great.
If you, I told you she was 73, you would believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
So I whispered across the room. I was like, you want something to drink? She was like, no, I have a Coke. Like, I mean, her hearing's better than mine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, she's very with herself. Yeah. She, like, no signs of dementia, no signs of her, like, slowing down. So moves around.
No, my grandma's same age, and she's telling me secrets I never wanted to know. Oh, dude, it gets dark.
Oh, man, it does.
It gets dark before it gets light, honey. All right. Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming onto our pod, for fucking making the trip.
I love it.
You must really care about us girls.
I really love you gals.
Thank you.
I love the show. I love broad topics. You guys are really cool. Thanks for watching.
One of the funniest podcasts on the network, I would say.
Maybe the funniest.
Who knows?
It might be.
But
yeah.
You know what they've been calling us on the internet?
What have they been calling you?
They've
Sluts?
Been calling us.
Fucking Sixes? Horse. Yeah.
Really left us open there. Whoops. No, they've been calling us the female Lewis and Jay of podcasting.
Wow.
And that's because I put things in my butt.
Yeah, that is true. I love it.
Where can people find you, Lewis?
Follow me on all the social medias. You can find me at Lewis J. Gomez, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Check out all my pods. Subscribe to Gas Digital. See me live touring with Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone tour, going to a city near you. And yeah, that's that.
All right. We'll see. Oh, Alex?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, and check out Sick and Portly. Watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks. And if you are a fan of the network, sign up at gasdigitalnetwork.com with promo code TOPICS, T-O-P-I-X. You'll get a 7-day free trial with access to every single episode of every show on the network, bonus content, live chats, and more. Plus, you're going to want to do it before September 1st, which is when prices are going to go up. And if you wait till prices to go up in September, it's going to keep going up every time we raise the price. You're going to be lumped in with that, and the price is going to keep raising and raising. But if you subscribe before September, it's going to be the lowest possible price you could ever get from here forward for the rest of your life. You'll be grandfathered into that price. So if you are ever thinking about doing it, now is the time.
Ow,
ow. I'll cut my... Yeah, that's it. It's chill.
Guys, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. And you can check out my other podcast called This Bitch Pod.
It's like Pepe Le Pew.
This Bitch Pod. Pepe Le Me and You. This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Weinshank. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.